Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What celebrities are the best tippers? And what celebrities are the worst? Okay. I've got a list of the top five best and worst right here in front of me. Any names come to mind for the best tipping
celebrities? George
Clooney. Not on the list.
Anne Hathaway.
Not on the list.
Meryl Streep.
Not on the list. I do feel like those three that we have named already would be really good tippers.
Yeah, I would
Nicole
think.
Kidman.
I bet they are.
Mm-mm, not on the list.
Elton John.
No, but one is a singer and actually the very first like best tipper of all time. Left a $5,000 tip is a singer. I'll let you know if you get it. Another is an actor. Another is a podcaster. Another is also an actor. And then another singer as well.
$5,000.
No.
When you say podcaster, do you mean like they are primarily a podcaster or they used to be like on something and then they have a podcast now?
Primarily a podcaster now.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Joe Rogan.
Yes, Joe Rogan. Waiter or waitress said that they waited on him about 10 years ago. They said he was quiet, he was polite, very low maintenance. And guess how much of a tip he left on a $30 tab?
$300.
Lower.
$100?
Yes, $100 on a $30 tab. That's super nice.
It's nice. I mean, it's not overly impressive. He has like $1 billion.
He does have
but
a lot
if
more
this was
money
10
than
years ago.
He didn't have that yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder how he'd be now.
Probably pretty. I think he'd be pretty good. I think he seems pretty down to earth as far as it goes.
All right. Who else? We've got somebody who you will know and love. Number five is an artist. He is Latino.
Bad Bunny.
Nope.
Oh, Pitbull.
Nope. Older. He's a fantastic guitarist. He played on a song with Rob Lowe. No,
oh, Santana.
Yes.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Why do
Lowe,
I always do
yeah,
that? Rob, what's his
know.
Name?
Thomas.
Rob Thomas. Rob yeah. Thomas. Yes. They said Carlos Santana was the most humble and respectful celebrity I've ever served. He always tips $100, no matter what the bill is. Obviously, if it's under $100. If he's with his family, it's double and sometimes triple that.
That's nice to hear.
So nice.
He always seemed like a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all of these have a number with them, like how much the person actually tipped, but I feel like number four, he is he's a comedian. He's in a show that is like a cult following and has for the last, I'd say, 20 years. What did it come out in the early 2000s? He's everybody's favorite boss, the dumbest boss. He was also Evan Almighty. Steve Carell. This waiter waitress said, my biggest tip percentage-wise came from Steve Carell. He and his family were kind of down to earth and a total pleasure to serve. It doesn't say the amount, though. Like, give me the amount. I want to know these good tippers. How great of a tipper are they?
Did you say him and his family were kind and down to earth or kind of down to earth?
Kind and down to earth.
All right. I was going to say, I was like, I wonder what kind of down to earth means.
Nope. Yeah. We already guessed number three. That was Joe Rogan. Number two, this person tipped $100 for every single drink they served.
Oh.
So they were friendly and low maintenance. Prince among men. He's a little bit of an older actor now. It's weird for me to say that because he was in all the movies I watched in the 90s, it seemed.
DiCaprio?
No.
Tom Cruise?
Nope.
Tom Hanks. Alfonso Ribeiro?
Nope.
I don't know what kind of movies you were into.
He was in some space movies. He was definitely in a movie that's debated on whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Oh,
it's Tom Bruce Willis.
Yes. Bruce Willis. Oh. $100 on every single drink.
Yeah, that
served.
Makes sense.
That's great.
That's awesome. And the first one that I told you, he tipped $5,000. Or actually, I didn't tell you all that, so I'm telling you now. He left a $5,000 tip on just like a regular old meal with a couple of beers. He's a singer. He is no longer alive.
Meatloaf.
Nope.
Kenny
Rogers. I
thought
you were buzzing in for a second, and I thought you were saying Maitland. I was like, oh, her accent's really kicking in there. And then you said
Meatland.
Not Kenny Rogers, no, who we notoriously killed on accident.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, our
Michael
bad.
Jackson.
Nope, not Michael Jackson.
Eddie Money.
No, not Eddie Money.
Prince.
Not Prince. Wrong genre. He had killer dance moves. Was real popular in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, Roy Elvis. Orbison.
Elvis is correct.
Oh.
Elvis.
I was not thinking back that far.
Yep. He came in with some police officers, stayed at this restaurant for over an hour. They had a meal and a couple of beers, and he left $5,000. And it says he left $5,000 plus an actual tip. So he just left $5,000 on the table type of thing, plus whatever he would have tipped on the meal, I guess. It was like, here's your actual tip, but here's $5,000 just because.
What if he just did it on accident because he had so much money and he just went.
It says here that the officers who were with him and other people who have dined with him said he did that type of stuff all the time.
How much do you think that is nowadays? Like a $5,000 tip in 1950 versus 2025.
My salary?
Yeah, I mean, probably $30,000-$35,000.
Dang. Yeah. Yep. All right, so let's get to the worst tippers of all time. You have not named any of the worst tippers in your guesses for best either. We've got actors, actresses, multiple comedians, athletes on here. Number five, they call him No Tippin' Pippin.
Oh,
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, obviously.
Scotty Pippin?
I was going to say Michael Jordan.
Yep. He got the nickname No Tippin' Pippin because he was notorious for leaving no tips at all.
That is so dirty.
Yep. Number three and four were dining together. And their entire meal, they left less than $5. The server said they had tons of special requests. They had tons of actual, like, hey, can you change this, change that, along with those special requests. Left less than $5. One is
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
No, these are two comedians.
Oh.
I think one Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds would be too savvy for that.
Certainly Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. They might not be very likable right now just because of how much they've been in the headlines, but I feel like they would still treat waitstaff well. One of these comedians, actually both are kind of shocking to me. One is an older comedian. Maitland, you love him. He was on
Milton Berle.
Yeah. He's on a really popular TV show about taxis.
Oh, Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito. I know. I hear the shock in your voice.
Okay. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I hear the shock in your voice. I wouldn't have thought he was, one, complicated at all or a bad tipper. But honestly, now that I hear it, I'm like, maybe he would be complicated. Maybe he's got like a Napoleon complex because of how
but
little he is.
He does ads for Jersey Mike's. Yeah. He's not that picky.
Yeah. That's true. The other one
You're
is a
disappointed,
relevant.
Aren't you?
I'm so disappointed. Yeah.
The other one's a relevant comedian today. Another guy.
And they were dining together?
That's how it makes it sound. I'm not sure, though.
Who would be dining with Danny DeVito?
Adam Sandler.
He's actually kind of causing some controversy because he's on that list of comedians that's going to perform in the Middle
East.
Oh,
what's his name? Bill Burr?
Nope, not him.
Nope. Chappelle?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. Really? Notoriously complicated, it says.
That's an interesting pairing.
Usually has a ton of special requests. I feel like he's the type of comedian that could sit at a table and if you don't know how to keep up, he could come off maybe harsh or mean or like he's picking on you because he's so funny. It's hard to keep up maybe. But no, this one just says that he asks for tons of changes, special requests. Yeah, and left less than $5. The next one is shocking to me. She is a comedian, a writer. She's been on TV shows, SNL, movies.
Amy Poehler?
No.
Tina Fey.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Really? It does surprise me. I feel like she would be so nice.
I think I was going to say, she seems like she'd be a regular tipper to me. Like, maybe not bad, but just like normal.
Yeah, and maybe this would be normal, but this, because some people don't think you should tip 20% every time. It said she left less than 10% for the tip with this particular wait staff. They said she was really demanding, and after being asked to stop smoking at the table outside, she continued to smoke cigarettes.
Dang. Yeah, I feel like out of the duo that is Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Amy Poehler's the nice one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like she's, that bugs me. I feel like Tina Fey would be so nice. Now, this other one, this final one, who they said never leaves a penny. She is always rude. She's entitled. And multiple people from different restaurants all had the same things to say, that the things I just told you. she's eaten at multiple restaurants. All of the servers who have waited on her have had a terrible experience. She is what they would call a triple threat. She sings, she acts, she's
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard that.
No, that
she
makes
is.
Total sense.
Yeah.
And that does not shock me at all.
No.
No, no. It's, I mean, you've heard stories over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Have y'all ever seen a celebrity dining out in a restaurant?
Saw Quentin Tarantino eating
eating a pizza. Wasn't it a pizza slice?
I think so.
In Chicago, at the airport. At O'Hare.
Yeah, not exactly dining out. But.
No.
But not looking cool either. No. I saw Diana Ross at the Detroit airport.
Was she like fully glammed out?
No.
Or like super dressed?
No,
down?
It was weird because she was not at all. And she's an older lady. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at this point, she's got to be in her 70s. And this is probably 5 years ago or so. And I mean, her hair was giant as it is, but she didn't really have any makeup on. She was wearing sweats. And I remember walking by, and it was one of those times where I was traveling. I was with Free Beer, and he had Sky Club access, and you could bring people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a ton of time to kill. So we went in there, of course, to get cookies.
Yeah, get cookies. Let's go.
And so I'm walking, and I go. And I walk by and I kind of do a double take and my brain is trying to process. I'm like, that's a famous person. And I'm like, God, is that Diana Ross? I think it is. And but I had to go get him and go, hey, man, I need you to walk by that lady over there and tell me it's not Diana Ross because I'm pretty sure it is. And then he goes, oh, it's definitely. And I go, I know. I go, I want to say hi.
Did you?
No.
No.
Because I mean, you know, like she's like, you hear these stories about like Diva and everything. And she's just traveling too. And I don't want to be like a weird person in a Sky Club where she's just. Literally hanging out in a chair by herself. No one was around. There's no entourage or anything because I wanted to go, oh, my God, like, legend.
Yeah.
Like, but no, I left her alone. Didn't try to get a picture or anything like that. So
they probably love when you just walk by casually and say, hey, not going to bug you. Just wanted to say 2 seconds. You're awesome. You're so badass. Mm-hmm. All right. See you later. And then just walk away.
I know. I kind of wish I had done that, honestly, but.
But then once you're there, it's kind of like, well, now that I'm talking to you, do I ask for a picture? I've seen recent pictures of Tom Hanks on the New York City subway. Mm-hmm. He's wearing a mask and I think a Yankees cap. And he's, you know, just a normal guy. But people are like, Tom Hanks is on the subway. I'm going to creepily take a picture of him and share it on social media versus saying hello because I'm terrified.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. Like if she, I think I would have said hello if she was made up.
Mm-hmm.
But because she was so regular looking in that moment, I go, this is not, she's not going to want a picture of herself or whatever. She's looking like a normal person just traveling.
Yeah.
So I left her alone.
I waited on a super celebrity. Y'all ever see the show Reba?
I've seen Reba. Yeah. So it's somebody from Reba.
Yeah. Not Reba
but
McEntire.
Not Reba. But not Reba.
No, okay. The girl who played her daughter, Cheyenne was her name, but the actress's name is Joanne Garcia Swisher. And I had no idea, but I kept being like, God, I know you from somewhere. And, you know, she came in for like a Sunday brunch because this was like a fun little pub I was working at. Okay. And she was sitting outside with her friends. And I was like, man, did you go to such and such high school? Because that's where a ton of my friends in Atlanta were from. She said, no, but I get this all the time. I think I have one of those recognizable faces. And she was just super sweet. Mm-hmm. And when she left, the bartender was like, hey, I think I know where you know her from. And I was like, really, where? And she said, I think she's on TV. And then another wait staff was like, oh, yeah, she played the daughter in Reba. I was like, oh, my God, that's it. But that's the only famous person I've ever waited on. And she was so nice. She was just having Sunday brunch. She was partying, having a good time. It was cool. But no, of all the filming and stuff that they did in Atlanta, I was so bummed I didn't get to wait on more staff. I saw Owen Wilson and that super fine woman, Zoe
Deschanel.
Kravitz.
Not Zoe Deschanel, Zoe that plays in the Fantastic Four. No, the
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. Her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's really, really pretty.
In person, Owen Wilson looks exactly like you think he does. He looks like he's got a broken nose. Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
She was strikingly beautiful and was so nice. She came in with a little navy cap on and her cute little outfit. And I was like, who is this beautiful woman? And when she turned and looked at me, I was frozen in time. I was like, oh, God, I love you. Hey, you're pretty.
Play cool, Kelly. Play cool.
I can't. I'm going to pee myself.